Welcome back to the Daily Drum on HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. Tonight, we are talking about hair care for African-American women. What works best for you? How can you keep your scalp from becoming itchy? How can you keep your hair from becoming damaged? How can you make it more healthy? From dry to oily to breakage, all of these things are issues, especially for African-American women. Trying to keep their hair manageable and healthy. Oh, it can be some work. It can cost you money. As the doctors say, it can cost you energy. It can cost you time. But it is worth it. Joining us in studio to talk about all of these issues is Dr. Keith Harvey, a trichologist and hair and scalp specialist. And on the phone line, Dr. Shani Francis, board-certified dermatologist, an active member of the American Academy of Dermatology. We'd like to hear from you. The phone lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Your questions, your comments about your hair, what works for you and what doesn't work. Let's go right to the phone lines, and let's go to Dr. Frisbee calling from Fort Washington, Maryland.
Oh, Dr. Frisbee.
Go right ahead, Dr. Frisbee.
Yes. I'm an African-American dermatologist with about 30 years experience. I only treat hair loss. I like to get the word out that there's an epidemic among our ladies, African-American ladies, of alopecia. Mm-hmm. And the alopecia is not due to vitamins or supplements or what have you. It's due to scarring alopecia. Scarring alopecia comes about when you have exposure to chemicals, relaxers, to perms, and also to the heat, to the hot combs, the straightening irons, and so forth. And the average African-American woman over the age of 45 has some evidence of scarring alopecia. If you go to church, sit in the back, look at the heads of the women who don't have on a hairpiece.
Mm-hmm.
If you're over 45, the vast majority are going to have some evidence of scarring alopecia.
So, Dr. Francis, would you agree with Dr. Frisbee and his
Absolutely.
Assessment?
I actually said that in the beginning, that mm-hmm. scarring alopecia or central centrifugal cicatricial alopecia, what mm-hmm. we would call
it. Say that twice.
Mm-hmm. It is one of those scarring alopecias that we do see more of in African-American women, but that's not the only type mm-hmm. of scarring hair loss African-American women or other women or men can get. The actual cause of CCCA hasn't been fully teased out yet. So there are some things in the medical literature that are suggestive of what can cause it, such as things that he mentioned, such as hot comb has been referred to, hot comb alopecia.
Mm-hmm.
Chemicals haven't really been proven. Other things haven't really been proven yet. So it's still something that we're exploring as to what causes it. But we do know that the estimates in the medical literature that are published are actually probably lower than what we do actually see. So estimates in the medical literature have ranged from about 6% to 30%. And, you know, everyone's own personal exposure could vary from that point. But it is fairly common.
Mm-hmm.
I think all of us outside of medicine or in medicine know somebody that has it. But what I will tell you is that is confirmed with a biopsy. So even if it looks a certain way, you can't really prove or confirm that diagnosis unless you get a scalp biopsy,
mm-hmm.
which can be done by any dermatologist
mm-hmm.
if you go in. And I'm not sure if trichologists perform scalp biopsies or not.
No, we don't.
Okay.
That's one of the things I wanted to bring up, and
yes,
which
so
is vitally important.
Dermatology office
yeah.
to help confirm that diagnosis.
Yeah, they
and
should.
Our treatments.
We should, as hairstylists and trichologists, mm-hmm. work close with dermatologists
mm-hmm.
so that they could be referred to them to do what they need to do so that we can determine what the next form of treatment or what they can and they cannot do.
Mm-hmm.
But let me just say, with respect to Dr. Frisbee, it's interesting to have. I've known that man since I went to him when I was 9 years old. I won't tell you how old I am now, but it's good to hear his voice, to know he's still in Fort Washington. But again, a lot of what these wonderful dermatologists are saying on the phone is true. This is what I see every day.
Mm. Yeah.
And as long as we don't, if they stop self-diagnosing the issue,
mm-hmm.
go to the professionals, and the professionals refer them to the right people that need to take care of those issues, we would get a lot further.
But Dr. Harley, mm-hmm. and I'm going to go to the phone lines quickly, but I want to make this point. I hear what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds great. I hear what Dr. Francis says. Don't go to YouTube. Don't self-diagnose.
Yes, yes.
But as you go to the doctor costs money.
Yes, it does. Right?
And so is that part of the issue? We're talking about coming out of pocket to have these diagnoses when you think maybe I can sort of get around it and save some money?
It's not necessary. They'll spend money with what they want to spend money on.
Exactly.
And in our communities, and I'm sure the doctor on the phone will hear this, most of the beauty, and listen, I'm just talking to the African-American community at this point.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, not being biased or anything, but if you go to our communities, there are 3 and 4 beauty supply stores on each corner.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got people trying to dictate and tell them what they need to buy when they first need to go to the professional and find out what it is that they can and they cannot do. Just like she said, there are some people that you can get your hair done, but you don't know if that's the right thing for you. Some people need to be natural.
Mm-hmm.
Some people can get color. Some people can get relaxer.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to know if it's okay with whatever it is.
Gotcha.
Period.
202.
I will say that you know how much weave cost.
Right.
I guarantee you a biopsy will be cheaper than that.
Absolutely.
Instead of covering it up, it's helpful to get an answer first. And also, the earlier you go in, the more treatable it is.
Mm.
So if you notice thinning in the middle of your scalp, it's definitely something that you should, instead of weaving it up, you should go and seek a diagnosis, because
mm-hmm.
that could be the one thing that you need in order to keep your hair.
Great point. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking hair care for African-American women. Let's go back to the phone line. And Sherdette calling from Fort Washington. Did I get that right, Sherdette?
You did.
All
Hi.
Right.
Hi, Sherdette.
I am very excited to hear this conversation this evening. I'm a licensed cosmetologist, and I've been in the business for about 20 years or more now. And everything that you have said on the call is exactly right. Many times there is some cases of alopecia. There are cases of alopecia areata. But many times it's self-imposed, the regular alopecia, because we are too often taking care of our own hairs and misapplying the chemicals that in our hair.
That is true. That is true. Again, that goes back to what I was saying earlier.
Right.
That they go to these local beauty supply stores,
mm-hmm.
and the people who are not cosmetologists or licensed are trying to tell them what they can buy and what they can do and how they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the most prevalent area in that beauty supply stores,
mm-hmm.
in those beauty supplies,
hair
weave,
right?
Weave.
But okay, but from sewing it in to the gluing,
mm-hmm.
and all of those techniques,
mm-hmm.
is that harmful, Dr. Harley, Dr. Francis, to black hair?
Let me tell you something, and Dr. Francis, hear me when I say this, and you, I respect who you are and what you do. They were doing glue, they were doing sewing weaves.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing lace fronts years ago.
Okay.
This became prevalent when they started doing it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They took it away from the professional and they began. And let me just say to you, for our professionals out there, our business has demolished because of this. We've lost a lot of business due to people taking care of their own hair. And then they won't go to people like our dermatologists on the call right now to get help with the issues that they have. They just continue to do the same thing. And she will tell you, we see children, 9, 8, 14, wearing lace front wigs, losing their outer perimeter, no hair due to pulling.
So this is just a lack of knowledge and information about what works and doesn't work. Or is it short-term?
It's short-term sacrifice. So that they can get a look that they're not willing to wait for.
Because I'm
going to play the devil's advocate a little bit and
okay.
tell you that I completely agree with what you're saying, but I will also add that there are some stylists out there that are pulling
absolutely
tight. So from my perspective, I almost always across the board tell people to stop the weave, stop the pulling, stop the tension, because some people just can't. One, we've been trained not to feel it,
mm-hmm.
okay? So, you know, we refer to people as quote-unquote tender-headed.
Right.
Well, that tenderness is pain because there's damage that's being done to our scalp.
So that pain is telling us
yes.
something. If you're
yes.
feeling pain, that means that's not a good
it's
thing.
Wrong.
Exactly.
Wrong. Yep.
Okay. And
right.
so, and we've been taught culturally to go through that.
Yep, because it's
so
natural.
We desensitize ourselves mm-hmm. when we should be able to recognize that we're actually doing trauma and damage to our scalp.
And which,
and so
adding to what
can't
she just
feel
said,
it yourself, then, you know, I usually tell people tender-headed,
mm-hmm.
that's better because you're going to have less tension, but ideally, no tension is what your scalp is asking for.
Mm-hmm.
And then
of
this time of the year,
mm-hmm.
we're getting a lot of people, I see it every day, people getting braids.
For swimming, yeah. right, young
or,
girls?
Well, they say they don't want to do their hair in the summertime, so
right.
they're going to get braids.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't understand the heaviness of the braids. They don't understand the tightness and how tight they're pulling the hair.
Right.
And they're wondering why their hairline in the front is receding
gone.
And going and going and going
yeah.
because of that tight pulling. It's an epidemic.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You have the experts here tonight talking about hair care for African-American women. Very, very important information and useful information. Let's go right back to the phone lines. Stacy has been standing by patiently. Go right ahead, Stacy, with your question or comment.
Hi. So I have a question. I am 27 years old. I am a woman of color, and I am also natural, and I've been natural for about 7 to 8 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been diagnosed with scalp psoriasis.
Mm.
And I just wanted to bring this issue up so you guys can talk about maybe the origins of scalp psoriasis and different ways to remedy it, or at least control it, because I know that's an issue that I'm having, where I'm at the point where I need to pretty much wash my hair every week. And I don't know if that's the norm, if there should be something else that I should be doing, or products that I should stay away from, or things like that. If you guys can just pretty much explore this topic here.
And that's a great question, because I know also in the African-American community, for black women, sometimes there's a sense we shouldn't be, or they shouldn't be washing their hair every day because it can dry it out, but that's just something mm-hmm. I've heard. But
mm-hmm.
you're the experts. Tell me sort of on what Stacy's question and on maybe what she can do to have healthier hair based on her particular situation.
Well, first of all, Stacy, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Have you been to a dermatologist or doctor to be diagnosed, and did they give you a prescription for that issue?
I have. So I've been prescribed an oil and a shampoo, so that the oil could be used as often as possible, but the shampoo is, I believe, a steroid. Hopefully I'm not
mm-hmm.
misquoting that. And that should not be used too frequently. And what I've noticed when I first received the prescription, used it, it definitely remedied it for, I would say, a few weeks or so.
Mm-hmm.
Started to pull back from the shampoo, but I'm realizing that I'm needing to use them more often.
Okay, and when you go to the hairstylist, do you go to a hairstylist?
Do not. I am natural, so I don't really do much with my hair,
mm-hmm.
to be very honest.
Mm-hmm.
So I probably go to the hairstylist maybe every 6 months, and that's just to get my hair cut.
Okay,
okay,
so
I'm going to let you hold your thought there. I want you to address Stacy's question. Stacy, stay right on the line. We got to take a quick time out, but we're going to come back. We're going to get into your issue, other issues. The phone lines are still open. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. An important issue we're talking about tonight, hair care for African-American women, the particulars specifically, what affects black women in keeping their hair healthy and strong. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Insight will continue right after this timeout. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on HRR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. Tonight, we are talking about an important issue, hair, especially for African-American women, the challenges that they face to keep their hair looking good, keeping their hair healthy and strong. Joining us to move this conversation along is Dr. Keith Harley, a trichologist and hair and scalp specialist, and on the phone lines, Dr. Shawnee Francis, board-certified dermatologist and active member of the American Academy of Dermatology. The phone lines are still open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Your questions, concerns, a chance to get some free advice because the doctors are in the house. Stacy, sort of put a question out there to the doctors before we went to break, and I'll let you, Dr. Harley, pick up on Stacy's concerns or hair concerns.
Hey, Stacy, you still there? Okay, so you were telling me that you had natural hair, and you had stated that you're using these prescribed products. Let me tell you, and often sometimes what I see is people who have been prescribed products, there are other products that you need to use in conjunction with those. But what you need to do is get a consultation first to determine what is best and what will go with the prescriptions that you've been given. Because sometimes when it takes care of that scalp issue, the hair will dry out. So like, for instance, I mentioned that we have a biotin shampoo and conditioner that gives you that moisture back, but does not weigh the hair down. So, you know, I'm going to go ahead and say it. If you need it, go to our website at www.keithharley.com and get that biotin shampoo and conditioner and use that in conjunction with your prescribed shampoo and serum that they have you using to help you with the psoriasis.
Okay.
You'll see more moisture. You'll see more. It will work with what they have prescribed with you, and you won't have a lot of residue and so on and so forth.
I would also like to add that psoriasis can be a very frustrating and chronic problem. So it's something that you alluded to. No, you will not cure yourself from psoriasis where it will go away completely and never come back. But with proper use of the prescriptions, you can definitely keep it under decent control. And by decent, I mean where you don't see it regularly. I would emphasize, too, that usually oils are given to help dissolve that scale of psoriasis. And usually those do have a little bit of steroids, but sometimes you can use just regular oil like olive oil or coconut oil on your scalp to help with that if you don't feel like it's too bad, so that you're sparing yourself some of the medication. The other medications that's commonly used for psoriasis are topical steroids. And a lot of people get worried about topical steroids, but they're usually extremely safe and when used properly can help quite a bit. So I would say use the medications as indicated, but also make sure you're getting that oil in to help dissolve the scale too.
All right.
And
Stay-
agree with the shampoo and the scalp in here.
Yeah. Best of luck to you, Stacy. Thank you so much
Thank
for your
you
call.
So much.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. The phone lines are still open. We'd like to hear from you. Questions, concerns, comments regarding your hair care, females or males, if you want to give us a call. Let's go back to the phone lines to Marcia calling from Glen Burnie. Go right ahead, Marcia.
Yes, thank you for taking my call tonight.
You're welcome.
I'm a 50-year-old African-American female, and I had a hysterectomy probably about 8 years ago. And after that procedure, I began to notice that my hair was thinning and beginning to recede in the crown. I was a patient at one time of Dr. Frisbee, who did a great job, but for me, it was just troublesome, and I was wearing my hair natural at the time. It was just troublesome that it continued to kind of recede, and I wasn't seeing any immediate growth, my mistake. And I was using, taking biotin vitamins and using Rogaine, and he was doing his process, but it just became so problematic and embarrassing for me until I resorted to self-help with a full-lace wig. And so now I know that the glues and everything and even the sewing and the braid, because of the braiding of the hair, is not good. But I'm in desperate searching of trying to get the hair to grow back in that area. I've even tried Bosley because I do want to get rid of this wig because I don't like it. I'd much rather have my natural hair, but I'm just out of options. I won't say options, but I'm just out of things to do.
Okay, doctors?
Did you have a biopsy?
I was just about to ask that.
Dr. Frisby did, can I say he performed a biopsy? I know he used a little micrometer thing on the hair to show the scalp and the shafts of the hair root.
Mm-hmm. No. A biopsy is when it's a surgical procedure, so they take a sample of skin, you have usually stitches, and the sample gets sent for processing where they can look under the microscope to see what's going on.
No, I have not had that.
That's what I would recommend.
Yeah. Yeah, because you need to be diagnosed.
At an advanced stage, there's different areas that you can sample of the scalp. If you sample right in the middle of where the problem is, mm-hmm. it might not give you as much information as if you sample an edge where there's still a little bit of hair available so that you can see if there's any inflammation that could be contributing. It could be, and what it usually is when I see patients with this central hair loss, especially in African-American women, it's multiple reasons. You mentioned a history of happening after a hysterectomy. The area is classic. Usually it's a couple of things that are going on. So I would highly recommend you seek a dermatologist mm-hmm. for a biopsy and also to talk about what other potential issues could be underlying this issue. Because a lot of times, and this is in my practice where it's a little bit different, people just focus on and treat one thing. Mm-hmm. But if you have a concomitant iron deficiency, if you have a vitamin D deficiency, if you have, you know, a little bit of genetic hair loss and also scarring hair loss, all of these things have to be done at, and addressed in order to see the hair loss, the hair growth that you're looking for. So it's important to get a comprehensive evaluation. I do believe Trichology offers comprehensive evaluations, but you definitely are missing a biopsy in your workup and evaluation.
All right. Thank you so much, Marcia, and best of luck.
I have a quick follow-up. Quick question. Because
very quickly.
And I'm not opposed to doing any of that, but in the process, like I said, it's completely bald up in the one area, and it is a problematic and an embarrassment to me working in an executive federal office.
Mm-hmm.
I would agree that the lace front and the gluing would not be good, but would still just wearing a wig that I can take on and off, would that be a better option?
You first need to get diagnosed. You know, you're welcome to come to our hair and scalp clinic at www.keithharley.com. But just you need to be diagnosed first before you move forward. Just like the doctor said, let's find out. You need to get a biopsy. You need to get your blood work done. We need to see what's going on with you first before we make the next step.
And okay, could you give me that website again, please?
It's www.keithharley.com. And then also, I would suggest you get the dermatologist that's on. Is she in the area?
Dr. Harley.
I am in Chicago area.
Oh.
But I am available on Twitter.
And we can fly out to see her.
Give your information again.
ASHIRADERM or www.ashiraderm.com.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Marcia, and best of luck. Let's
Thank
go
you.
To Shari calling from Fort Washington. Go right ahead, Shari.
Yes. Hi.
Hello.
I just wanted to call to share that I have been diagnosed with folliculitis of the scalp, and I've lost a lot of hair in that particular area. I just wanted the doctors to maybe comment on that condition.
Okay. Thank you so much. Go ahead, Dr. Harley or Dr. Francis.
I think Dr. Francis, again, when it comes
sure.
to respect.
So folliculitis is just a bacterial infection of the hair follicle.
Mm-hmm.
It can be quite inflammatory and quite distressing. If it's itchy or irritated, you will find yourself scratching or rubbing that area, and the hair loss usually is related to how you're manipulating the area around. The good news is for most folliculitis, the hair loss is a temporary thing. As soon as you fix the folliculitis with usually oral by mouth or topical, which is applied to the skin, antibiotics, usually that goes away. Now, evaluation is also important here because the actual bacteria that's causing the folliculitis needs to be diagnosed. So if you go to get medical advice, you do need a culture performed so that you can get the exact bacteria and also understand what that bacteria needs to be treated with, what type of antibiotics would clear that bacteria the best. That usually is what is needed. There's other kinds of folliculitis that can cause scarring hair loss, and then a biopsy would be needed at that point to determine whether or not it's scarring or not, but usually it is not, and a dermatologist, any board-certified dermatologist, would be very helpful for you in that regard.
All right. Best of luck, Shari, and thank you for your call. Before we run out of time, I want to make sure our listeners from both of the doctors, get some information. You talked about your information, and we'll get you to repeat that. But websites or social media or resources where our listeners can go to that you think would best help them, the best sites that they can sort of seek out to get the best information, Dr. Harley?
My website is www.keithharley.com. We also have a helpline, which is 1-844-HAIR-DOCTOR-1. You dial that number, we answer questions for you, and we refer people to dermatologists like Dr. Francis that's on the phone. And then if you need product, you can go to the website under product, and we'll make sure that we recommend the right thing for you.
Dr. Francis?
Yes, my personal website is www.ashiraderm.com. That's ASHIRADERM.com. I'm also on Twitter at AshiraDerm. And I would recommend for medical information, the American Academy of Dermatology. Mm-hmm. That's www.aad.org. On that site, there's tons of information on hair loss, as well as ways to search for board-certified dermatologists in your particular area. You can just put in a zip code and find that.
All right.
There's also videos there, too.
All right. Well, I didn't get to the weather and the humidity and whether or not black women should be going outside. That was my next question. But can they go outside? We've got like 30 seconds left. Yes, no, it's okay.
Oh,
where
yeah, they can go outside. Absolutely.
Okay. Can who go outside?
The black women with the hair. Is it going to cost them money if they get their hair permed and it rains? That's a problem, Dr. Francis, Dr. Harley. Come on now.
They can go out there. They just need to know what to use and what to do and who to go to.
Okay, I like that answer. All right, thank you, Dr. Keith Harley, a trichologist and hair and scalp specialist, and Dr. Shawnee Francis, board-certified dermatologist and active member of the American Academy of Dermatology. Next time, we have to have you all in to talk about men's hair.
Absolutely. Yes. We will come back.
You know, for those of us who still have some, we want to work on it and make it work. So thank you so much for all of our callers. A great conversation. That's the Daily Drum on HR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. For this Monday, June 19th, I'm Bramante.